And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Hagman Report. Welcome to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. You are about to hear just an incredible program. Great information tonight. And, you know, this issue with fake news, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. This is the story of the year. Because it ties everything together. This is kind of the bottom line in my view. The bottom line objective is to censor the truth, to uplift the lies, to lie by commission, to lie by omission, to cover the criminality of the people inside the Beltway and the powers throughout the globe. I'm coming out swinging tonight. You know, honestly, if there was ever a time, if there was ever a show that I just didn't feel like doing, it's right now. How's that for an admission? You see, because you get beat up and you get beat down and you get told to shut up and you get told to, well, you know, the lies, the inclusion on lists, the attacks, the relentless attacks, it causes a lot of, just causes you to be tired, doesn't it? And I'm just being truthful. It just does. And then you've got it's one thing to be attacked by the individuals who you are investigating. For example, the David Brocks of the world, the powers that have the deep pockets and the power and influence all throughout the world. That's, you know, they've got endless resources. They've got all kinds of assistants, co-conspirators, things that are taking place behind the scenes. And that's fine, okay? They can attack. They can attack, and they do attack. And it's another thing to be attacked by just these ankle-biting, idiot, moronic... And I was when I spoke with Steve again this morning, I said, you know what, Steve, I really believe that we are moron magnets. In a lot of cases, I don't know. In a lot of cases, I think that we are moron magnets. And I'm not speaking to our audience. I'm speaking to those people who just decide to, out of whole cloth, just come out and create the vicious lies and then spread them with impunity. And it's sad. It really is sad. And not only is it sad, it takes away from the overall movement. When you're fighting on the front lines against an evil empire like the globalists, and then you've got these ankle biters that do nothing but, create havoc and chaos, Captain Chaos. And Mistress Chaos and such. You know, it makes you wonder. Makes you wonder why. Makes you dig a little deeper. Makes you cause to dig a little bit deeper and to find out who's really behind these things. But it all comes back to, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it all comes back to good versus evil, in my view. It comes back to getting the truth out there, fighting the fight, and fighting it well. I mean, going all in. And ladies and gentlemen, we are all in. Because that is only for a moment, of course. It's only for a moment when you say, is it really worth it? Then what you have to do is you got to get up and dust yourself off and then realize that, yeah, it is worth it. Because what's the alternative? So a message to you, the listeners, Joe, JD, Eric, John, Jackie. Hi, all J's, right? It's a conspiracy of J's. We are all
you
in.
And Eric, the only non-Jays.
No, Eric. Sorry, Eric the Tech. We're going to call him Jerk. There you go. Eric the Tech. He's, but see, we are all in. And, we're all in for this fight. Everything we got, we're putting forward. We're all in, and no one is going to deter us. And yeah, you know, it's okay. And see, it's okay, folks, for you, for us to say, wow, you know, I'm tired. Tired. It's okay to be tired. It's just not a destination. It's just kind of a stopping point. You get up and you dust yourself off and say, okay, let's, all right, I got my second wind or my third wind or my tenth wind. But see, here's a message. The war is on. We are engaged. Now, when I say the war, I'm talking about the censorship. I'm talking about the fake news accusations. Hillary Clinton came out. Did you see that speech? I didn't have a chance to print it out. She decried the spread of fake news online, calling it an epidemic that Congress should take action against. And, you know, they will attempt to, or the powers that be will attempt to. YouTube is already doing it. Twitter is already doing it. They are censoring the truth that we are trying to get out. They're wiping all remnants of Pizzagate. They're wiping and censoring all remnants of Podesta emails. They're changing the narrative. This is the fight in which we are engaged. And if the alternative media does not fully engage this operation, this coordinated attack on the truth, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a chance. With us tonight is Dave Hodges. He's going to spend the first hour with us. You talk about a beacon of truth. That man is a beacon of truth. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network, another conduit to the truth. I want to thank Global Star Radio Network for carrying our program. Also, live stream on YouTube for how long, we don't know. Maybe this episode might be the last on YouTube. Alternatives are out there. Just understand that. It's been a long time. We are spending time and effort for alternatives. Folks, portion of tonight's broadcast brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. That's OmahaSteaks.com. If you're looking for a Christmas gift, what better Christmas gift can you offer anyone than OmahaSteaks.com? Go to OmahaSteaks.com, put HH in the search bar. More on that later. Joe, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Good opening. And we have Hodges, Dave Hodges from The Common Sense Show, which is here live on Global Star Radio Network, 8 to 11 Eastern, Sunday nights, each and every Sunday night, and thecommonsenseshow.com. Dave, it's great to have you on.
It's great to be with you guys. What a way to spend a Thursday evening.
For those listening, we actually had to duct tape them and actually duct tape a microphone to them. No?
I'm here.
Glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here. I'm willing, yeah. And I'm here and ready to go. And, there's so much to talk about. I was interviewing Paul Martin the other day on a podcast, and I said, well, Paul, where would you like to start? And he says, there's so much going on, I don't know where to start.
And yeah, exactly.
That's true. But I think what you opened with is very timely, because I want to address it too. In fact, I had an email exchange with Steve on this today as well about the fake news. And of course, now the Washington Post is admitting it's fake news, came from a fake news source. And what I'm talking about specifically is the Washington Post linking to a site, which makes it their article. And they told the public that yours truly and 199 of my colleagues are fake news artists.
Sure.
And we're Russian agents, and I'm still waiting for my first check from Vladimir Putin. And it's craziness what's going on out there. And then House Bill, it's passed now, 6393, I believe it is, basically says that if you say things we don't like, and I'm paraphrasing now, we'll call you a Russian agent and shut you down. That's effectively, when you get to the bottom line, that's what they're saying. They go through a little fancy language.
Yeah. Well, I got my check in rubles, so I'm good there. And I know Steve got paid in rubles as well. So yours is coming. I'm sure it just got tied up.
I'll get paid in vodka, but I don't even drink. So
there you go. but yeah, you know, we joke, but this is not funny. I mean, this really is not funny. This is actually deadly serious, and this is the way to shut us up.
Doug, I had a conversation today with one of my better sources, and he told me what's coming out of Silicon Valley, and this is where they're meeting to hatch all their plots. They being the mainstream media, and they're partnering with the owners of social media now, the Facebooks, the Snapchats. You mentioned YouTube. Yeah. In fact, YouTube has a real interesting program. It's called the Hero Program, and they're going to hire these people to go around to the various YouTube sites, and if they don't like you, they'll just shut you down. And they're going to hire people as young as 13 years of age. So we're going to have 13-year-olds making judgments on the Hagman and Hagman Report and the Common Sense Show. I never thought we'd see this. This is just, you know, Doug, here's what I wish they'd do. Shut the hell up, stop playing the games, and just censor us. Just do it. Stop playing games. Russian spies.
Yeah.
Steve and I had an email exchange today about launching a coalition to sue the Washington Post for the allegation they made that was totally false. And so we're going to be looking into that.
Yeah, there was one of those sites that are on the Washington Post article linked from there actually did threaten or took legal action, and that in turn made the Washington Post put a disclaimer at the bottom of the article stating how that wasn't their site and they're not affiliated with those views and are not confirming anything. So I guess you know, when one of the sites pushed back, the Washington Post kind of, you know, took their foot off the gas and put up that disclaimer. And then, you know, to see what Hillary Clinton says today, you know, she said the epidemic of malicious fake news and false propaganda that flooded social media over the past year, it's now clear that the so-called fake news can have real-world consequences, Clinton said during her speech on Capitol Hill. Obviously, the left has been arguing that the spread of anti-Clinton fake news online contributed to her loss in the election to Donald Trump. But if anything, the fake news was coming from the mainstream media in the form of false and altered polling,
Dave,
attacks on Trump. Yeah, and we've talked about this for months leading up to the election.
Well, it's worse than that. It's blatant censorship, and Hillary wants to blame us for her loss. Well, I guess I'll be happy to take some credit, but the real reason she lost was, one, she's a liar; two, she's a moral degenerate; three, she's a murderer. And these events manifested in things like Whitewater, Travelgate, Vince Foster, Benghazi. I mean, should I continue? Hillary, that's why you lost the election. You're a moral degenerate Satan worshiper. That's why you lost. You just gave me the ammunition to use against you.
You could not be more right than that. You know, you've led the point in many areas with respect to Clinton. And I'd like to think it's been a collective effort. And, of course, it's divinely inspired. God inspires and leads and directs. But and God's divine hand in all of this. But you know, we put forth the shoe leather effort down here, the grassroots effort. So... when we spoke Amen. Over the weekend, you know, this past weekend, and you're just, there's so much going on. You got the election that elected Trump. Are we clear of that? Let's kind of go back to this.
No, we are not clear of that. All right. And I want to make this crystal clear. When we spoke on Sunday afternoon prior to my show starting,
yeah,
I told you I was still concerned about the recounts, because although Pennsylvania, top of the page for the Secretary of State elections page for Pennsylvania was saying it was over, but they had a word up there that said unofficial. And when you went down to the bottom of the page, right above the phone number contact information, it kept updating. and updating and updating every 3 minutes. Well, they're not done counting. Now, I do think that Trump is going to clear the hurdle of the recounts, because the recounts have showed just how criminal this election was. Hillary did not win the popular vote. She stole millions of votes. I'll just use one example. 7 million votes got cast by 3.5 million people in two different states who were Democrats, who were double registered. And that's just one example of many I could use. I mean, I estimate that as many as 15 to 20 million votes were fraudulent. Trump won this election in a landslide. Now, he has cleared the recount hurdle, in my humble opinion.
You're talking about the popular vote recount. So, well, obviously, that's...
Yeah. I think he's cleared that hurdle. I do want to say a word, though, about Jill, no one really knows who she is, Stein. Oh, boy, this is good. Well, I've been talking to a reporter who's written for Breitbart and written for WorldNet Daily. Her name is Sherry, and she's got a great last name, Hodges, no relation. Although she's such a good writer, I'd be proud to claim her as one of my family. But Sherry very articulately downloaded me on her investigation into Jill Stein. No one can find out who she is. What Sherry did find was, in 17, she was living in Paris only because of she had a passport, and that came out. But hold on to your hats, folks. This is going to get really good. We're accused of being Russian agents, yours truly. Yet It was Jill Stein that went to the Kremlin during the election cycle and met with Vladimir Putin. That's 100% confidence call on that event. And her, you're going to love this, her parents and grandparents, they may as well wear hammer and sickle emblems on their clothing, because they are hardcore communists, as is Jill Stein. And her parents go back to the days of Bernadette, Dorn, and Bill Ayers. And if you've listened to Doug's show or my show for any length of time, you know where this is going. These are the criminals who ran the Weatherman Underground. They were infiltrated, and they were outed for launching Barack Obama's political career. Bill Ayers still visited the White House during Obama's time in the White House. And her parents are affiliated with this group. Yep. They are hardcore communists. And Stein, and Doug, you don't know this. This is something I've learned since we talked. Stein and Clinton are joined at the hip. They have a long association going back through international terrorist ties. And the international, this isn't from Sherry now, this is from another source of mine. Right. Going back to some of these arms deals that have been well publicized, you know, pay for play, and if you're a terrorist state, you'll get arms. And if you give to the Clinton Foundation, well, good old Jill is involved in this.
Okay.
She's an HSBC baby, and I'm still getting information on this. But in case you're wondering, what do I mean by HSBC baby? Well, I had really good source. We actually got more than one, but one excellent source, John Cruz, former senior vice president of HSBC, who was trying to break up the money laundering exercises. He's the one where I discovered it was James Comey, who was on the board of directors for HSBC when they were laundering this money into the Clinton Foundation. You know, this is why he would never go after her. I mean, Clinton goes down, he goes down. But Jill Stein is on the periphery of all this. I keep coming across her in various things, but let's just suffice this to say right now, we don't know who she is. I think she very well may be a CIA cutout. That would be my guess. I mean, but we can't, I mean, where'd you go to high school, Jill? Who'd you go to the prom with? I mean, the same kind of questions we can't get answered from Barack Obama, Doug. You know, who was your basketball coach, Barack? What kind of girlfriend did you have? Did you ever go out to get pizza anywhere special where the people would know you? Why aren't his classmates talking about him? Well, because he didn't have any. And I'm starting to find the same pattern with Jill Stein. So that's interesting.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. And
I just want to tell people to understand that, that Barack Obama's past is murky. It's murkier than everyone has been led to believe. Most people know that. However, there's still a segment out there, and I would urge everyone listening to this to understand that not everyone that's listening is up to the same knowledge level as, you know, most of you. So, yeah, but that's very interesting. Jill Stein, of course. Okay, so we don't know much about her, but she's a political failure in from her home state. What, she's nothing more than a council member, a city or council member or something, or is that
she's nothing. She couldn't even raise $1 million for her campaign. But yeah, she managed to get $5 million for the recount, or actually, I think it was up to $7 million at one point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, but anyway, back to the original question. I'm sorry I digress. I just thought Jill Stein was an interesting point here. But, you know, there were two hurdles that Trump has to, well, actually there's several, but two major ones that are right in the forefront. The recount, surviving that. But then, more importantly, the electors. Now, this is where it gets really, really dicey. There are 15 electors who have come out on record saying they will not vote for Trump. 15.
All right.
That means if they find 22 more, that Trump will have less than the 270 and will have a constitutional crisis. And Katie, bar the door. Anything can happen. Now, Doug, for what I'm hearing, what I'm getting, I think getting the 22 is a real possibility.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and give you Vegas odds. Let me just share with you. I talked to Ken Clark this afternoon. He's a Texas elector. And, gosh, I'm speaking, you know, without taking notes here because I was driving. But I think he told me he's gotten around 1,000 communications. And I've encouraged him to go back or get someone to go back and really chart them for inducements and bribery and all this stuff. And he didn't have any overt examples of that. But he did say extreme pressure. And no one's encouraging him to vote for Trump. In fact, it's all quite the opposite. The pressure on these electors is intense. Now, I can take the number from 15 to 16 because, and by the way, if this person votes this way, I will out them on the air. If this Republican elector who's been offered a bribe that was brought to me by someone in the Republican Party, a former office holder, if this person turns their vote into a Hillary vote or a non-vote for Trump, you'll hear me screaming their name at the top of my lungs. I may even put their address out there because they're committing treason against the...
It's not the same one I know from...
Arizona.
Okay, no. All right. Go on. Okay. All right.
Arizona, yeah. Well, listen, I'm getting stories out of Colorado, too. That's another deal I'm working on here. And honestly, I've kind of given up trying to tally because some of these end up being rumors that go down blind alleys. But I will tell you, there are, gosh, what did I figure out? I think there is somewhere between 110 and 115 electors that are up for grabs that a lot of people think could be compromised. And out of that, they only got to get 15.
All right. Well, let's say that happens. Let's say that Trump does not get the requisite 270 electoral votes. Then it goes to the House for and then the House and, for the presidency, and then the Senate for the vice president. What makes you think, David? I'm just asking this, that Trump would not achieve a victory in the House and Pence in the Senate.
For the same reason that Paul the Rat Ryan is already undermining Trump's agenda. And let me be very, very specific, and I have this on very good authority. In fact, I've read it now, and I'm not the only one who has this information. Ryan has basically said to Trump, you know, hey, go after Obamacare. God bless you. That's great. Go after tax reform. To a point, we'll support you. Don't you touch those free trade agreements. And here's why. It matters not whether you be libertarian, independent, Democratic, Republican. If you're in the House or the Senate, chances are your campaign is largely bought and paid for by the corporations who make money on shutting down factories in this country, unemploying and bankrupting Americans, sending those factories overseas for cheap labor source, bringing them back in here to sell the products, undercut further American manufacturers, driving them out of business, and we still pay a little nifty price at the store. Why they make money hand over fist, why they destroy the American economy, and they are greasing Congress, and they've done it constantly. Paul Ryan is greased up to his eyeballs. And if this gets into the House, they want the gravy train to continue. They don't care about Republican. They don't care about Donald Trump. He's a Republican. They care about the fact that they want the gravy train to continue.
Right.
So I don't think Trump stands a chance if this gets in the House.
Interesting.
Personally, interesting. Trump could bypass the House, from what I've been told, by filing a constitutional challenge to the elector process. And I guess there have been irregularities. Ken Clark did not give me details, but he said enough that I'm comfortable in saying this. And this conversation took place 30 minutes ago. Ken, when I first contacted him, it was returning a phone call. He can't talk right now, Dave. I'm on a conference call. He calls me back. I'm on with other electors. That's who I was talking to. And he said, things are really hairy.
I know this gentleman. Dave, hold. Yeah. Hang on a second. We're at the break. Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show. You've got to check out his website. Bookmark it. Check it every single day. Read what Dave Hodges is talking about. Watch his video snippets, you've got it. And subscribe. Common Sense Show. You've got to. We have a link to it right here on the Hagman and Hagman Report. So lucky to have him tonight. Yeah, this guy's a busy guy. All right, and we are so fortunate to have him tonight. He's going to be with us for another segment to the top of the hour. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report. HagmanReport.com. Going to be right back. Stay right where you're at. Back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We are speaking with Dave Hodges from The Common Sense Show. His radio show, The Common Sense Show, can be heard live here on Global Star Radio Network, as well as his website, thecommonsenseshow.com. Dave is a regular guest of ours, and we've been going on Dave's show, The Common Sense Show, each Sunday, the first hour, either my dad or myself or both of us. You know, Joe and Dave, that's a show of solidarity to me. That is a show of solidarity. It shows that the forces are joining and we are not to be trifled with. And let me tell you out there, those who decide to trifle with us, okay, we do not for one moment interpret our silence as approval, and don't for one moment to interpret our pleasant nature as acceptance, because we don't react, but we will respond. So, but we're very fortunate to have Dave Hodges with us. Dave, show solidarity indeed. You are leading the pack in this. You were talking about the electorate that we both know you were speaking with. Finish it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me just say this, too, that you and Joe blessing our show with your appearances added to knowledge content, and it does show solidarity. And the fact that Steve and I are discussing about what we're going to do about the Washington Post and other entities that want to defame us, there's solidarity there, and there is extreme solidarity. I mean, I know just about everybody who's everybody in this business, as you do. And what people think is oftentimes we compete. We cooperate.
That's right.
That's the name of the game here. We cooperate and we go out of our way to help each other, because beyond, you know, getting the ratings and this and that, we realize what's at stake here. We're talking the future of humanity is at stake. Anyway, back to what Ken Clark was saying as we went into the break. the Texas elector for the Republican Party, he said quite clearly that, yeah, we got a lot we're dealing with here. And he didn't get specific, but you know darn good and well that they're looking at, well, first of all, I know for a fact that they've had to replace two electors for various reasons. One's a federal employee, and that's a no-no and so forth. But they're looking at problems here, and every state is looking at problems, and all they need is 22 people now to jump ship to join the 15. The one thing I want to say here, and I know that some of these people will be listening in, there's nowhere, if you do this, to throw the election, there's nowhere you can run or you can hide. If you have a business, no one will be coming to it. We'll see to that. Your reputation will be smirched forever. You'll be cast in the light of Benedict Arnold. So if people think they can circumvent the vote of 62 million Americans, you can think again, because we're not going to take this laying down. And these people need to realize here that they are forever going to be cast in the worst light possible. And it's not Dave Hodges that's going to do it. I just know how the people are going to react. And God help them if they go out in public. I espouse nothing but nonviolence. But unfortunately, some of those 62 million people, you could have some rough characters there. And I wouldn't want my face in public after I had committed such a dastardly, treasonous act to throw the election and circumvent the will of the people. So, you know, good luck with that, folks. I hope George Soros is paying you enough money you can go live on a desert island, because that's about what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, just to speak to what you're talking about with the Electoral College, that's the only way that they're going to be able to do anything, because a judge shut down the Michigan recount. They're not making any headway in Pennsylvania. I don't even think they started the recount process here in Pennsylvania. I think they were waiting on a ruling. And then in Wisconsin, there was no change in a lot, and actually Trump gained more votes than Clinton did over the recount process. So what they're doing is going after the Electoral College people who are going to be voting on the 19th. And, you know, you've seen articles and people from the Electoral College asking or stating that they're going to, do they have to follow the law and vote the way that their state voted? When the states are made to vote, or the electors are made to vote the way the state did, and will we see these defectors? I think, and you know, Hillary's contradicting herself when she talked about there needs to be a smooth transition of power from you know, one administration to the next, and anybody interfering with that is, you know, would cause major problems. But now we see her efforts through Jill Stein, the recount, and now she's coming out and smearing the fake news. I just wish she would go away. But you're right. The only way that they'll do this would create a constitutional crisis, and I just don't see that being allowed to happen. But, you know, stranger things have happened. So,
If I can just interject, Dave, if I can interject one thing, member of the Electoral College you're speaking of, Mr. Clark, to me is a fine patriot and a man, yes, of integrity and character. And, you know, those electorates out there who are saying, well, we're going to vote to our conscience, you know, that this is how why the Constitution set up this process, the Electoral College, to keep men like Trump out of there, okay, that those people who claim to be on the high road of integrity are the ones who are actually subverting the intent, the spirit of the Constitution, in my opinion.
We've heard this from the beginning, though. You recall, we did a show together last spring, and I was talking about, I got the man's name jumps out of my head, but he's a senior Republican official. His wife started belittling me by email because I called him out. And I called him out for
that.
What he said,
yeah,
publicly. Yeah, and I can't remember the guy's name now. I have to go back and research it, but the guy had to have his wife in a skirt. Yeah, he had a skirt come after me. And he couldn't do it. He didn't have the intestinal fortitude to come after Dave Hodges. He had to send his wife. And what the wife basically said was, it's not your party. It's not the people's party. The people in charge are going to decide who the candidate is. And I'm thinking, well, then why in the world would you have an election? You know, let's just have a coronation and be done with it. And so we saw that in the primary, And they took so much heat over it, they had to back off because they realized, oh, gosh, you know, the future of our party is at stake here. And yeah, we'll worry about Trump getting defeated in the run-up to the election. Hillary will take care of him. And so he got the nomination, but not without some consternation. Now we're seeing the same thing play out again. The people don't have a right to make a choice. See, this isn't even about Donald Trump. Is he fit or isn't he fit? It doesn't matter. What the powers that be are saying is you have two choices. You can do what we want you to do, and the second choice is we're not going to let you do anything else but we want you to do. And this is, Doug, how they're approaching this. We the people have no voice. And I'm going to take this a step further, too, because I want to get into the fake news thing here just for a minute. I'm coming out with an article in the morning, and I'm claiming that the MSM, the mainstream media, is burning books. When they redirect Google searches away from the Common Sense Show, they're effectively burning books. Good. When they are going to ban you from YouTube, they're burning books. And as Thomas Wolfe once said, where they burn books, they'll soon burn people. And so what they're doing is they're going hard after the First Amendment. And what comes after the First Amendment? Well, the people won't be able to organize to protect the Second Amendment. And what comes after the Second Amendment? Well, I can tell you what comes after it. The University of Hawaii did a study about 20th century deaths. And they found, first of all, a lot more people die by their government's hand than through the wars. But the next thing they found was there were 17 genocides in the 20th century, and every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation. So this is the trail we're on right now. We're on this path. One, take away our First Amendment. Two, the Second Amendment's next. Three, genocide will follow. And you can count on that. One, two, three.
That, to me, okay, there it is. Thank you for that. What a very precise, cogent assessment. All right. Well, we are here today with this fake news. I'm struggling with trying to understand how, with the precision, and sometimes I think things fall right into place sometimes, and I think, you know, things do happen, but I know a lot is coordinated, but here we are, Hillary Clinton speaking today about the fake news, the reason she lost the election, and the fake news, it's real. I mean, the fake news causes real problems, citing, of course, that individual who allegedly went into Comet Ping Pong and with a gun and didn't kill anyone, but apparently shot a round off. That I'm not even sure. I'm not sure exactly what happened there with any degree of, I mean, with absolute certainty, but nonetheless, it's being reported as such. So, they're going to exploit every one of these supposed stories to use against you, against Jones, Alex Jones, against us. And they're doing it. This is a way to, and I can't wait, folks, to read Dave Hodges' story tomorrow, because I think that's a great analogy, by the way, redirecting search engines, censoring the news, equivalent to burning and banning of books. Right on the
well, line. It's banning the true information, and I'll tell you, it's not just the elite that want our voices quiet so they can, you know, perpetrate their agenda against us and, you know, like anesthetize animals, we won't even know what's happening. But what's really going on here is the mainstream media is fighting for survival. I did an interesting bit of research, Doug, and this is what I found, and then I went and did my on-the-street research, and I found it was even worse than I found in research. Here's what I'm talking about. The figures about who's watching the mainstream media and who's not are stunning. 65% of the people under the age of 45 get their news and entertainment from digital sources. So I see 19, 20, 21-year-old people during the day, 18-year-old people, and I asked them, I said, how many of you watch regular TV shows? And out of these groups that I was addressing, about 2% of the people would raise their hand. And most of them, no, Netflix, just whatever, but no, I don't have time for TV. The mainstream media is dying. And if you take these 20-year-olds and let's push them out 15 years, CNN and Fox and ABC News and all the rest of them won't be here.
Right.
They won't have a base. They don't have a base to draw on. The bottom has fallen out for them. So their only choice to economically survive is to go out and make it lucrative to partner up. And I guarantee you there's Soros money behind this, making it lucrative for YouTube to go after the Patriot community. They're going to make it lucrative for Facebook. They don't need much convincing anyway, to go after the Patriot community. And then, of course, Google and their search engine and Amazon and Jeff Bezos, the man who seems to love pedophilia. When we look at all these people, allegedly, thank you, Doug. But all these people are going to be out of a job before much longer because, you know, in 15 years, these 45-year-olds will be dominating what we're doing now. And also what you're looking at with these 20-year-olds, they'll be the prime consumers that won't be buying the advertising that of the shows they're not watching on mainstream media. This is a fight for survival. If they don't knock us off and get rid of their competition, they will cease to exist.
Dave, I'm going to ask you a question. This is not scripted, ladies and gentlemen, but in the last couple of, I'm going to say within the last week, I know Dave Hodges, I know Steve Quayle, I know Alex Jones. I can speak with authority here. We all can, we can feel something, and the threat is much greater than it has been. And I'm talking about the real, honest-to-goodness threat to our health, safety, welfare.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Comment on that?
You are right. Yeah, no, all right. Could be more right. Before you can take on an enemy and destroy them, you have to take out their command and control. And the command and control of the resistance against the New World Order is the independent media. It's the Hagman and Hagman Report. It's stevequayle.com. It's Alex Jones and InfoWars. So when we look at that, they have to take out command and control first. That's only the beginning. I mean, some people might be sitting in the listening audience and goes, oh, too bad, so sad. The Common Sense Show is going to go away. But in reality, it's a lot more than that. You know, people won't even remember who I am 30 days after my website's down and no one's hearing from me. But what'll happen after that is what they need to be concerned about. I did an interview with Paul Martin, and I would suspect people should go up and listen to it and listen to it closely. I entitled it Chaos in Colorado. And what we are seeing here, and we know this is true, is that when the country goes into chaos, that they're going to cordon off the cities. And so we focused on the Front Range along Colorado, which is basically, oh, I'm going to guess, maybe 150, 160 miles from Fort Collins, down through Denver, Castle Rock, Colorado Springs, into Pueblo. And that is the what we call in Colorado the Front Range. And what we know, there are activities going on right now that speak strongly to cordoning off these areas at key choke points. And Paul and I are just on top of this story. It's unfolding. We don't have the whole story. But there's something else that's happening, too, in nearby Wyoming. I covered this back in June, and now it's resurfaced where I'm getting reports from Colorado, but mostly now Wyoming, about all these troop movements, and they're setting up locations on major thoroughfares, and they're going to shut down Rawlins, Wyoming, Rock Springs, Laramie, Cheyenne, and a lot of foreign troop presence in this area, too. And Paul and I have been covering this. Oh, gosh, we've probably been covering this for about a year and a half. Eyewitnesses, eyewitness accounts, pictures of the vehicles, pictures of the troops. And Doug, let me cut to the bottom line. First, they're going to take out the command and control of the independent media because we're the resistance. We're the tip of the spear. This is where people come for information. But then they're going to start going after the people. They're going to bring down the economy. Ron Paul said it yesterday, and I published it today, and he said that Donald Trump has a depression awaiting him when he takes office. And I'm paraphrasing, but effectively that's what Dr. Paul said. Yep. And they're going to take the economy down. through a number of means. People go, which way? And I said, let me count the ways. It's not going to be one way. It's going to be many ways. And then, Doug, what's going to happen is the people are going to be in utter chaos. This is why people better get their water, their food, their gold, their guns, their ammo. They better be prepared, because as Paul has said, and he's quoting one of his high-level sources, and I mean very high-level, I know who it is, and he has told Paul, when this breaks down and society goes into chaos, where you are at is where you will stay. And I'm hearing the same thing. We could be here next week doing this. Could be next month. Could be in a year. I don't think we have a year. But this is what's coming. The canary in the mine, the chest pain for the heart attack, is taking down the Hagman and Hagman report. And then you can expect things to go very, very quickly and very south.
Well, we're not going down easy, and neither are you. And we have a lot. I believe this firmly, Dave. We are so blessed. And I mean, we, all of us here, us, you, and many other shows are blessed with a fantastic, vibrant, robust audience who won't take any of this crap from these people. And they will answer. Or the enemies will answer to those people, because I get emails daily about you know, making sure you're okay from our listeners, and you know, people love you, but they appreciate what you do. They look for your reports, like the one tomorrow. Now, the exception of that is, of course, and I want to thank Bob and Maggie, Curly Haugland, I guess that's how you pronounce the name. You remember that, of course. Old Curly.
That's the guy's yeah, wife, yeah, who came after me. Yep.
Yeah, and thank you, Bob and Maggie, for that. God bless you. Yeah, they're just great people. But anyway, So, Dave, what do we do about this? Or how can we, because we're talking about a lot of problems here, but what would you suggest that our listeners do, or what can we do as leaders in this to go after, to stop this?
Well, I don't think we're going to stop the takedown of our shows. Now, even if we go to alternative venues, that's still questionable whether or not we'll survive. And then even if we figured out a technological way around their manipulation, then we'd have to contend with the death squads. And don't think for a second they don't exist.
Sure.
So then the answer is, what do we do? Well, I'm going to be a little flippant here, but I'm being more literal than I am flippant. I'm going to go to Radio Shack, and I'm going to buy a big megaphone. And I'm going to go to the corner of a crowded street, and I'm going to start broadcasting. Hi, this is Dave Hodges coming to you live on the corner of Central and Van Buren in the middle of Phoenix, Arizona. And let me tell you why you don't hear the Common Sense Show anymore. Let me explain to you why this is happening and that is happening. But see, here's the deal. We need to become like the movie, I believe it was called Anonymous, where I can't be the only one with a megaphone, and neither can you, and neither can Alex or Steve. Right. What we need to do is get everybody to go get a megaphone, and we become what the revolutionaries had in Boston, you know, during the Quartering Act. And basically, they had the committees of correspondence form, and this is how they communicated with each other. And I'm saying I'm being flippant with the megaphone analogy, but I'm also being literal. This is when we need to become all citizen journalists, and this becomes part of what we do each and every day. And see, what'll happen, it won't be, you know, maybe 20 million people aggregate listening to the independent media. Then we'll have 30, 40, 50, 60 million people doing it on a grassroots level. And if you're familiar with the concept of the small world hypothesis that sociologists talk about, you know, we know everybody in the country within 6 degrees of separation. And if we do take to the streets like this, this movement would spread much faster than what you and I are doing on the radio. And I think that these people would have a major problem on their hands controlling the population, simply because of the fact that the grassroots revolution will grow. But Doug, I also think they've prepared for it. And no, I'm not going to talk about US-16 again for the 15th time on your show, where they're preparing for guerrilla warfare. But what I'm going to talk about are beta testing asthma attacks in Australia and Kuwait. Something made hundreds of people at a time either die or go to the emergency room. And I will tell you what my FEMA source said when he bugged out 4 years ago this month. He said, if they can't get us under control, They're going to use every nerve agent, every bio, every chemical weapon they have, and they'll kill the masses. Well, you know what? Bring it on. Because if they do that, then I take off the nonviolent robe, I grab the AK-47, and I'm going to say, let's rock and roll.
I can't argue with that. And, of course, that's in the context of war, you know, them drawing first blood by any means.
Yeah.
Available to them. And you're right. And it's interesting because I do believe that the answer is somewhat what you described. The answer to me is what we have seen with this, with the Pizzagate investigation. You saw one person make a post and then a couple more look at the post and add to it. And pretty soon you've got hundreds and then thousands and then upwards of tens of thousands of people reading, reposting, putting it on Twitter, flooding social networking. That's the grassroots movement that we need. So, like you and I, our shows, that is, other shows like ours, I do believe that it's so important that even if it's a mom and dad out there listening or a single person listening, start your own show or, you know, of course, if the avenues are cut off there, I'm not sure, but we need to do it from a grassroots level, from the bottom up. You know, we really do.
Well, listen, I think they're being stupid on the other side, Doug. I really do. I would treat us like you would a mosquito that's not landing on you. You ignore it. And they lost one election. They didn't lose the election so much as to what you and I did. My ego would like to believe that. But when I really am honest with myself, I think we contributed to Trump's victory. I don't think we were a determining factor. The determining factor was who they put up on the Democratic side and her being a moral degenerate and the opposite of everything that this country believes in. That's why they lost the election. And they're making a mistake by shutting us down. They got to find a better candidate. I mean, Joe Biden might have beat Donald Trump, and we could debate that ad nauseum. But he didn't have all the baggage that Hillary Clinton had, and that's what led to her defeat. What they should be doing with you and I is just ignoring us. You know, don't give credence to us and just ignore us and marginalize us and laugh at us, you know, in the circle. Yeah, you know, those alternative media guys. Instead of giving us fodder for lawsuits and all the other things they're doing that are counterproductive for their movement. And then they just move forward like we don't exist. Then they put up a better candidate. And then life is good for them because then their globalism will keep encroaching on society. So, Doug, that's what I would do. But here's what's going to happen, and I really mean this sincerely. When people don't hear Doug Hagmann Monday through Friday here on Global Star Radio Network, people are going to get into the streets, and this is when they're going to become the philosophers, the talkers, the interpreters, and they're going to be telling their neighbors and their friends like they never have before. And that's when the global elite are really going to have a problem on their hands.
And they may certainly do a hell of a lot better job than I can do, or we can do collectively, individually.
It's collective numbers. It's collective numbers. I have a lot of people that listen to me in my neighborhood. I'm out here in rural Arizona. And they're taking on tasks on their own now. They don't even come through me. Wow. They'll talk to me. They'll get text messages. Hey, Dave, we're doing this. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And this is what's going to happen in America. I almost think it would be good for the movement if we'd all shut down for 30 days to get the people to come out of the closet, stop listening to us, and start acting.
We can always play golf, you and I. No, I'm kidding. Dave, thank you.
I'm up for that.
I wouldn't know how to play. I can never make it through into the clown's mouth. I don't know. Anyway.
Dave, thanks for coming on tonight. We're at the end of the end of our time.
You guys are the best. You guys are awesome. You are the absolute best. I want to tell you that.
Thank you, brother. God bless you, my friend.
Dave Hodges from The Common Sense Show and TheCommonSenseShow.com. God bless you, Dave. We will talk with you on Sunday.
Okay. Can't wait, guys.
Have a good night. We will be back with Andrew Kerr from the CitizensAudit.com. Stay with us.